Hey everyone, welcome to Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Shane.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Reggie.
And this week, we're talking about cartoons, but not just any cartoons. We're talking about cartoons from the year 2010, or 2010, to present time. This episode was a suggestion by Levi Blevins, who follows us on social media. And if you guys have any suggestions for us, be sure to hit us up Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Total Nerd List. And if you're interested in emailing us, we're at totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
So, why did Levi want us to do this, do 2010s cartoons?
So, Levi said that we talk about cartoons often, but they're often like the older cartoons from the 80s and 90s.
Well, listen, Levi, we're old.
We are old.
He's not completely wrong.
No, I'm sorry that we're so ancient that we're talking back on these prehistoric cartoons. No.
We are elderly.
We do like to talk about older cartoons, but as I was doing research for this, I did realize that there are just as many current cartoons that I'm watching that there was when I was a kid. So
yes. And in 2010 especially, there was so much on that I was still watching. I just didn't realize it was 2010 because in my mind, I'm like, that was either early 2000s or like 20-teens.
Well, and the ones that I thought were 2010s were before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, really?
I feel like I didn't watch many cartoons in the 2010s for some reason. I think it was just because I was...
What grade were you in?
College.
You were too cool.
I don't think it was too cool because I love cartoons. I feel like I wasn't really... Because I watched Cartoon Network all the time in high school, and I feel like Cartoon Network just hit a stretch where I just wasn't super interested in it.
I watched Adult Swim and the midnight anime? Toonami. And then the cartoons that I would watch were like Futurama, Drawn Together. I didn't watch like kids' cartoons in high school, and then when I went to college, that's whenever I discovered Disney Channel.
Most of the cartoons I watched during this time were like Adult Swim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it turns out none of those actually made my list.
A lot of them didn't make the list for the sheer fact that they didn't come out in 2010 or after. They were all before.
And I started making my list and was like, oh wait, I watched this and that and this and this. Oh god, it's 20 long right now.
So Shane's list is going to be like Scooby-Doo and something, and then Scooby-Doo and something.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. No, really, I know. Yeah. Viewers, my whole list is not Scooby-Doo, also because there's only been like two series. But.
I'm just picking on you.
But, so, before we get into our lists, which is very exciting, what have you guys been nerding out on?
Well, big surprise, I've been playing Pokemon.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope, that's Mission Impossible. I can't get the Pokemon. Every time I try to do a theme song really quick, I always end up doing the wrong one.
Reggie and I did a Dynamax adventure.
Dynamax Lair, Dynamax Adventure. It's like a Max Raid, but it's the one that was added for the Crown Tundra DLC.
And you go, it's basically like a dungeon where you get to go different routes, and the route you take gets you, or depends on which Pokemon you get, so you can like choose to take the route where you'll face a water Pokemon or a fire Pokemon.
But you get to vote. Everybody in your party votes on it.
Yeah, everyone in your party votes, and then at the end you always face a legendary, so you want to try and get advantageous Pokemon to beat the legendary one. The only thing I don't like about it is you can't use your own Pokemon. You have to rent Pokemon to start.
That's true. But I will say one of the coolest facts about it is that it's a guaranteed catch when you catch the legendary. Mm-hmm. So that means you can use all of those fancy special balls that have low catch percentages. So you can use it to catch a Moon Ball Latias.
Very nice. Reggie and I played last night and caught a Latias.
Latias.
She cute.
Caught some of my favorite legendaries on there already playing by myself, but it is significantly more fun with another person. It can be so slow when you use three other AI trainers because there's four trainers with you. And
the AIs don't do their share of the work.
They don't.
They make dumb moves and choose dumb Pokemon.
Well, also, you can just call me a mushroom because I'm a fun guy. All right, I won't quit my job.
But Yeah, so playing that, been taking pictures of those Pokemon minis we got for our Instagram. Check those out.
They're so artistic. I've made Tom print out a couple of them for me, so I have them taped up around my desk.
And aww, it's just between task time killing in my office. So I want to get more than just Pokemon minis, though.
We got to get some Digimon, I'm telling you. Also, I just really want a Gatomon figurine really badly, so I need to just get me one. And then I can throw her into the mix.
We just need to all go to a comic shop together and then post it on our Instagram.
Maybe we should go. If you would like us to visit your comic shop, please email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
Give us free stuff.
No, we don't ask for free stuff.
Give us money.
There you go. We ask for free money.
But yeah, so big shocker playing Pokemon. Had a busy weekend. We went to Atlanta to see a Braves game for Father's Day with my dad. That's a tradition, so that took up most of my free time. Not much time to game or anything. But then before we left, I did get to watch a couple episodes of DC's Titans.
Yes.
It's getting very good. They're kind of assembling into a squad now, and it's a lot less assemble the heroes, slow build up and more action and good action. Mm-hmm. But really liking that series so far. I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to spoil it for Reggie, who needs to catch up, and then
we can all
talk about it together.
It's my fault. It's not like the third season is about to come out or anything like that. So
I feel like we could do a whole episode favorite Teen Titans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because there's enough material there that I could go on.
I could do it off season two alone.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's basically been my week. I'm really interested in Reginald's week.
Why about my week?
Because I love you.
No. Well, my week, I'm sure everybody heard last week we did the Pride episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually got to sit down with Shalita Bonet Hoyle, who is a local drag queen. And I'm going to say it, a friend of mine.
Yes.
And I got to sit down and do a nice little interview. So that was something that was really special for me. And then I started playing The Evil Within 2 on the Xbox Game Pass. I tried to play the first one when I had a PS3, but that was literally like what killed my PS3, is that every time I would start it, it would die for no reason whatsoever. And after about the third time of starting the game, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to watch something on YouTube about this now. and that's when I actually retired the PlayStation 3. But anyway, so I started playing Evil Within 2. Super fun. I want to say it's almost a little too scary. I do find myself like having some anticipation anxiety, like just walking down hallways for no reason. And there won't even be anything that jumps out at me. It's like, but I'm working myself up about it. And it's not the same kind of like Resident Evil scary. It's more, honestly, it gives me more Silent Hill scary.
Mm-hmm. You're training for Metroid Dread.
Yeah. Which I think isn't that supposed to be
it's gonna be you're pursued.
Yeah.
Basically, by an unkillable enemy, which really calls back to some of the best elements of the other 2D Metroid games I've played.
Nice.
There are times where you're just completely overpowered, and literally you either have to get around them or basically run really, really fast. And there was this chase in Metroid Fusion when I was little that was like running.
Still sticks with you?
Sprinting down the hallway. sorry.
No, you're good. I'm glad. Well, because that's the thing about video games is that they all pay homage to one another.
They do.
Speaking of Resident Evil, that first 10 minutes Instagram I follow, they shared a section from Resident Evil 3 where you walk down the stairs and then that dude jumps through the window. And Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I played. So I never actually got to play Resident Evil 3 until after Code Veronica came out, because I misunderstood the timeline and I played 1-2 Code Veronica and then played 3. So I was probably like a sophomore in high school when the first time I ever played that, because I got them my freshman year of high school. And so that one was also the first Resident Evil that you had options. Like, things would happen, and you would have to choose one or the other, and that would affect, like, the storyline and the end gameplay. But, yes, I remember jumping and screaming and going, because that's the sound I make. I sound like King of the Hill, Hank Hill, whenever I am scared.
I like those anticipation scares, but I also love horror movies.
I mean, I like it, but I'm grateful that my family is sitting behind me and watching me, because I don't think I would be able to play it alone.
Yes, no, when I have to go up in the middle of the night to run to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's when I don't like it, because that's when it pops up in your head. Because then you're literally
running to the bathroom.
Actually, no. I do that anticipation walk.
You get that feeling in, like, the lower back that you feel like someone's chasing you.
A little tingle. Also this week, my husband and I, set up our fish tank in our bedroom.
Yay!
We have a 30-gallon Bowfront that we put a crabitat in, which is like an underwater habitat for crabs to go. So they literally go underneath it, and then there's like a ramp that they climb up, and then there's a air pocket inside of the container, so they have dry land.
Oh, good.
And there's we had to run an air hose to it and connect it to an air, whatever you call that thing. So there's fresh air constantly going into it. And then there's also like a feeder, so we could put like crickets and stuff in for it. And then we planted some live plants in it. And then we also got some veiled fin tetras, some neon tetras, and two bala sharks. Which the bala sharks were what I was really excited about. And then in next week, or maybe then a week after when we get back from vacation, we're going to order some crabs.
Are you getting the Mr. Krabs looking ones?
I hope so. I don't know.
What are those called?
They're called vampire crabs, but everything I'm reading about them says that they need like more than half dry instead of water. So I'm just worried that if we do those, they're not going to have enough dry land. But I've been thinking about leopard crabs, because they're just a type of aquatic crab, but they have like black spots and are orange, so they look like they're leopard colored. I don't know. There's still 2 weeks to decide. Figure it out. But I definitely am going to get some vampire crabs, because those are super cool. Even if I have to make a new tank just for them.
I want a snake so bad.
Oh, Tom. Serpent. Do you like snakes, Jane?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid of them or anything like that, but I'm not like, oh, a snake, let me pick it up and kiss it.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about the supply chain for snakes, so that's why I'm hesitating right now, but I want a snake so bad.
Well, we'll keep our ear out for rescue snakes for Thomas.
Rescue snakes. Or if you just need to find one in your yard.
Oh yeah, just bring the one from your yard.
If the 7th foot one returns, or if it ever comes out of hiding, because I'm convinced it's somewhere in the house, like not in my section of the house, maybe my landlord's, maybe between the ceiling, I will call you. And you can come get it. It's a 7-foot black snake. We saw it laid out on our steps one time, and...
Nice.
It was terrible. We have gigantic steps, so it's... estimated to be approximately 7 feet, but...
7 stories tall.
We ran, it ran, the garage door was open, I've never seen it again.
And you've never stepped foot in the garage since? No.
No, I have.
And that was the Total Nature podcast.
Yeah, Total Nature podcast. The only other thing this week that I've done is Corey and I have started rewatching the Harley Quinn cartoon show in anticipation of... all of that hype that happened with the third season of Batman and Catwoman.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, and... honestly, we just forgot how incredibly funny, like, it really is so funny, because it's a completely different look at the Batman universe, well, just the DC universe, and the villains.
Okay, is it still in the animation style as the WB show?
The Adventures of Batman and Robin or whatever, it's not, like... the exact type of animation, but it's very reminiscent, and definitely when I'm watching it makes me think.
Is it like the same as the Killing Joke, or is it different?
It's different than that.
Okay.
For sure. Super funny. You should watch it. Guys, watch it.
Next
time you come over to the house, I'm just going to put an episode on and you'll have to watch it.
Yes.
But that's been my week. Shane, what about you?
So, at first I thought, like, I haven't done a lot, but then the more we talked, I realized I have. First thing first, I finished my June book, finished it early, so early that I decided to challenge myself, started another one, started it Monday, finished it Wednesday, so today. Now, it was a bit of an easier reading level, but it was 156 pages, and I wanted to challenge myself for the reading speed and comprehension, and I did, and it worked out wonderfully. So I've read two books for June, and I'm really proud of that in my Book of the Month thing.
Show off. Now, are you going to take one of those accelerated reader tests to prove to us that you actually retained it now? Because I will find one.
Yes. Open up some scars.
Sorry, trauma.
I know. It'll be like, on this page, in the background, what bird was there?
When you guys were in school, did you ever have to take English? Like, you know, you had to read the books in school. Mm-hmm. Were your English tests where it would be like a quote or a passage from the book, and then what you had to do was explain what was happening before, during, and after?
Never had to do that, I don't think.
No, that's how our English tests were.
Were you in like honors?
I was in honors.
Okay, yeah, I was in like the lowest college prep because I never did my homework.
I also didn't do my homework, and also never read the books. Sorry, I got clip notes. I was always able to BS my way through it enough to pass. I will say, I did read some of the books, especially with the help from my mother, who would literally, like, let me read it out loud to her because I have such a hard time with reading.
I mean, you had probably a similar experience with English class in just the sense of...
They don't give you credit for speaking it.
No.
Like, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And just both of us... are slow readers.
Josh, you don't know me. Jane, continue.
But yeah, so I was really proud of that. So I nerded out on doing that, and it means I've read a lot in the last little bit. But I also recently got in the mail my 5 random Goosebumps, which I have not opened yet because I want to do it on video and post it on our social media as like an unboxing, except it kind of came in like a bag thing. So an unbagging unboxing. I did. they're in the car.
Maybe we might be recording when we're done recording.
Yes, we could do it. So I'm excited about that. I get 5 random ones, don't know what they are. I also recently was gifted a few of the newer Goosebumps from the Slappy World edition.
Yes.
I have like 1, 3, 8, 10, and 12 or something like that. They're all the Slappy books because there's a few in the Slappy's World where they're different creatures or scares, I guess. I haven't read any of them, so I'm uber excited because September, it's all the Goosebumps I can read. It's Book of the Month. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to check those out.
Yes, we can do that. And also, everyone will be able to see it too.
Did you guys remember that the public library is a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't until yesterday. So, and actually today I was thinking about that. I was like, you know what? I bet a lot of those Goosebump books would be available at the library.
Probably.
And they that would be a good way of just, because if we just want to read them, I mean, we could probably sit down and read a Goosebump book in 30 minutes.
We could just
minutes.
Go to the library and read them in like a day.
I don't know if I'm that fast, guys.
We can go and do a read aloud for the children's.
Yes. The total nerdless read aloud.
The total nerdless reading a Goosebump
read
book.
Along.
Yeah.
How long do you think you could read one of those in a sitting?
No. I think we could. I literally think that a Goosebump book could be read in 30 minutes to an hour, especially between the three of us passing around. We need to talk about this off camera.
Yes. Anyway, video game wise, I kind of got back into Mario Maker 2 for the Switch a bit. I like playing people's created worlds and levels, but I like playing traditional levels, so it always frustrates me when I can't find them. But I did some of that. I'm still working my way through Batman Beyond Season 2.
Terry McGinnis.
Yes.
McGuire?
McGinnis?
Oh, I was right.
McGinnis. Yes, it's McGinnis.
How many Ace episodes have there been now?
I mean, there's been one in the second season.
Is it Ace
season.
Or 10?
It was about 10.
10,
oh, 10 is his
ten
love
is
interest.
The love. Okay, how many episodes about 10 is
just
I mean.
One thus far.
Has a...
Really?
The Royal Flush has not been in it except for Ace... Or not Aces. It's 10 episodes.
Sorry, episode. That's my bad. I'm going to mess that up for the rest of the night.
Has Bruce Wayne beaten those bad guys up with the leaded cane?
Oh, he does it every now and then.
Right? Wait, that happens more than once? I just remember one episode. Speaking of old people, I remember one episode of the Superman show where he was being attacked by the bad guy and his like elderly earth parents got like 2 double barrel shotguns and just started shooting like an invincible
Martha and
oh goodness, what's his father's name?
I know nothing about Superman.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not a huge
Superman. I just know it's Martha
fan,
because
so
Batman and Superman both have Martha.
And the meme with the joke of
Yeah. Well, I mean, it even happened in the movie.
Anyway, we are really rude of cutting Shane off.
No, no, you're fine.
Sorry for woo-woo train of thought. It.
However, I also got to play a lot of board games this past weekend, or tabletop games, you know, which was 2 episodes ago, I believe. We talked about those. And
go check it out if you haven't checked it out yet. Don't skip ahead. You're missing great content.
And I finally got to play my game I supported on Kickstarter, Battle of the Boy Bands. It's one of my favorites now. I love it.
So are you a boy band? Are you fighting in boy bands? What's the story?
Are you the judge?
You want to... so
the manager.
You want to create the best boy band who's worth the most points. And after you create your band, everyone... shows them on the table, so you debut your boy band, you introduce them, and then you have breaking news cards, and those will either be things that can give you more points, sabotage the other boy bands, maybe steal a member from the other boy band, or
play this.
Or
I'm gonna play this game and cosplay as Lou Pearlman.
Oh my god!
And like run numerous bands and put them against each other, and also own a blimp company.
A blimp.
So that I love that. I was very happy I got to finally play that. And finally, for what I've been nerding out on, we got official cover art for Scooby-Doo meets Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Goodness. In the trailers.
Yes, and we got the trailer.
I have not watched it. I sent it to you guys, but I did not
watch
it.
You should watch it.
I was working when I found that, so I didn't... I saw it and was like, oh, I need to send this to the guys, and then I forgot to go back and watch
it. Well, I definitely didn't stop everything I was doing to watch it.
I am very excited for Eustace and Shaggy interacting.
Oh my god, yes.
Actually Eustace and Scooby interacting.
Scooby, yeah.
I think it's going to be really great. I'm not going to lie. I'm slightly worried about Velma.
What are they going to do to Velma?
So Velma in the past recent Scooby-Doo movies, and even like, not in the current series, but in Be Cool Scooby-Doo, she was on this disproving kick to the point where she's really unlikable. In Return to Zombie Island, she tries to refute that Zombie Island ever happened. Sorry, spoilers. Don't watch it, guys. And she's just, it's terrible. She's awful. Everything is fake to her, which goes against everything that, you know, that they've experienced thus far. So since she's on this disproving kick, you know, Courage the Cowardly Dog experienced real aliens and monsters to some degree. Sometimes they were people, but sometimes they weren't.
Or devils.
I thought the whole point, though, was that Courage was just seeing those people through... seeing all those scary things like through a dog's vision. So like that's why like my dog's afraid of things, because it's like if the postman comes up, it's like a guy with like a giant like ghoul mask on or something.
I always thought that
the space
they were
chicken
real.
And Cousin Fred and the curse, the mummy curse,
the goose that wanted to take Muriel to heaven.
Yeah, see, all those are real.
To be a
what
goddess.
Was the water one, where the chick in the water puddles.
There were some scary ones.
There were scary ones!
And it always
and that, like, devil creature? Was it just the devil with the, like, insane asylum or hospital or something?
No, it was
like
cats,
that?
Wasn't it?
Cats? Was it? Is that not a devil? Was he not the
no,
devil?
No, he's a cat.
Oh, yeah, cats.
Wink.
It's not him from the Powerpuff Girls.
It was always on like, Saturday afternoons, and growing up in Boone, it'd always get, like, super gray, and, like, if you saw an especially creepy episode, you'd just be like, oh, I did watch something else.
It was really relatable to this area. I lived out in Zionville, and they're in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, oh,
Zionville?
It's about, yeah, Zionville.
Zionville.
So anyway, I'm just a little bit worried about that Velma will try to disprove everything like she did in Zombie Island, and I just don't want that.
Well, I hope not.
But I'm cautiously excited. I really am truly excited for this movie, and hopefully they toned Velma down or re-edited her character to be like the Mindy Cohn version. So that's been my week.
Nice. Very nice week.
And since we were discussing cartoons, we can move right into our lists.
Yay! Cartoons.
Yes.
Those were not 2010s, were they?
No.
They were
I
not.
I know. Whatever.
However, FYI, I am Courage the Cowardly Dog series, if either of you guys want to borrow it, on DVD.
Is it not still going on?
No.
Okay, so it did actually, end eventually.
Yes.
Okay.
Before we start, though, I just have to put it out there that, like, Cartoon Fridays might have been the best animated block, programming block in the history of the world. just put it out there.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Cartoon Fridays. Those were a pilgrimage.
But all right, I will start with my list. And first on my list might surprise some people because we've kind of ragged on it a little bit, or at least I have. But Teen Titans Go, I put at the top of my list because, one, it's on 24/7. So I've watched a lot of it. But two, the episodes I like and they kind of keep piling up are really good and really witty.
We love Teen Titans Go. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not ashamed about that, but we love the holiday episodes. Like, every Christmas, we always watch all of the Christmas ones, all of the Easter ones. Uh-huh. Like, whatever holiday it is, we try to watch the holiday episodes of those. I thought about putting Teen Titans Go on mine, too, but I honestly thought that was too soon for mm-hmm. what I was going for with my list, but I love that show.
Yeah, well, and honestly, that's the closest to the present time that makes my list, which is why it's at number 5.
Nice.
But the episodes I like from Teen Titans Go are usually the ones that focus on, like, the relationships, like when Beast Boy and Raven get jealous of Aqualad and Terra dating. yes. Or when Robin's trying to win over Starfire and she's just not interested, but she is.
I like the one where he takes her on the stakeout, where uh-huh. he's trying to, like, trick her yes. into a date, and she dons the disguise, the Jeff.
Is Blackfire in it?
Yes.
She is.
Is she bad?
Yes, she is.
She is.
It's great, though. You oh my gosh.
You gotta watch it, Tom.
You gotta watch it, Tom.
I was looking for clips to send you the other day, specifically of the Beast Boy and Raven and Terra and Aqualad double date, because they're just sitting there, and Beast Boy and Raven are just so awkward and complimenting each other.
I don't hate Teen Titans Go. I think I just have a resentment because I love the original series.
Yes,
so did Corey and
don't I. like mm-hmm. how they kind of just left us hanging with some stuff in that. And then
I get it.
I was scrolling through TV one day, or like through like the channels one day. I was like, oh, Teen Titans Go, like, what is this? Super excited. And I was like, nope, this is this.
Watch some more. Watch some more.
It's
Let
funny.
Us pick out some episodes for you.
Exactly. And of course, I'm going to work it in, guys. The Scooby-Doo crossover episode where they play Family Feud
yes!
is really, really funny.
I like all of the crossover ones that they've
Me
been doing.
Too.
I think my favorite episode, I'm sure I'm going to regret saying this because I'm going to think about more, is a tie between the Night Begins to Shine mm-hmm. saga or the single episode, The Whisperer, when Raven wishes all of the sound in the world gone.
Oh, that is really good.
And they have to make new sounds.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. I will say I don't like all of the American Idol ones, and there's like 50 million of them.
But those are so funny.
I mean, they're kind of funny, and some of the songs are catchy, but I don't know. Robin's the butt of the joke in every episode, and I'm a Robin fan. It hurts a little bit.
Oh, I'm a Robin fan, too, but he deserves to be the butt of...
No.
That Robin
well, yeah, that
deserves
one.
To be the butt of the joke.
So it's good. Teen Titans Go is number 5 on my list. Moving right along is a show that I don't think gets nearly enough credit, didn't have nearly enough time on air, but The Looney Tunes Show. And this was the show where they made the Looney Tunes more of a sitcom show.
I remember that.
Yes. Bugs and Daffy were roomies.
Mm-hmm. There was a big controversy surrounding that show, I thought.
Was there?
I can't remember.
Pepe Le Pew was still a part of that at that point.
No, it
but
wasn't.
Not even really.
That's a pretty new controversy, I feel like. But I can't remember what I remember about that. But I do remember it being like pretty neat.
Yeah. I loved it. And honestly, Lola Bunny was my favorite character. And I know a lot of people didn't like that they kind of made her crazy. That was my favorite aspect because in reality, like, one, she's never really been in the true Looney Tunes cartoons, which is unfortunate because they're making new ones now and she's still not a part of it.
The new Looney Tunes show or whatever it's called that's on HBO Max, have you mm-hmm. watched any of that?
I think that's what... Is that like the shorts where it's like the old cartoons where they're 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So yeah, I've seen a lot of those. I'm not a big fan of them. And I don't think there are any Lola Bunny ones.
I don't remember.
But in this one, she's really crazy and slightly borderline obsessive with Bugs, but it's so great. Porky's like the helpless friend who can't really help himself. Daffy's the messy roommate who doesn't have his life in control. Bugs is the one who can adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yosemite Sam is their redneck neighbor. It's really funny.
I just read that there was apparently Elmer Fudd didn't have a gun in that one.
Oh, that's what the controversy was?
Yeah. I don't know. I swear I remember something else, but yeah, I only caught like one or two episodes of it, but I was like, this is cool. Like, I would watch this, and then it was just like one of those things I just never really came
they
back
made
to.
Me laugh so much. Like, when they host the dinner party and Daffy's trying to figure out who stole his newspaper, and he's and he's trying to do it without Bugs knowing, so he puts speakers in everyone's plate, and the witch, who is also a neighbor, hears voices, and Granny hears it too, but then Daffy tells everyone because Granny's old, she's crazy.
Granny's always crazy.
Yes.
I saw a trailer for the new Space Jam today.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a thing. I
haven't seen that yet.
Apparently Granny's going to be drinking martinis during halftime or something. She looks messy.
I did learn about who they got to play LeBron's son in the movie is like an actual college athlete who had to get like a waiver from the NCAA to be able to like be
really?
An actor in
good for him.
Movie. But yeah, pretty cool.
Oh, and speaking of which, I'm sorry to go back to this. Teen Titans Go! Watches Space Jam is a thing, and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I want to wait till it comes out. The new one, and then I want to watch. Because I know it's the old one that they're watching, but I just want to wait. Because I'm sure they're going to make references.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Because it's coming out before it airs. I mean, before the movie comes out. So I don't think they'll spoil the movie.
Well, then let's have a viewing party and let's watch it.
But anyway, yeah, Looney Tunes show. Loved it. Go watch Crazy Bunny. She's hilarious. I laughed out loud so many times at that show. Sometimes till I cried. The DMV episode is one of my favorites. It's good. Moving right along, and this is not going to be a surprise. It's on my list, you guys. Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
That's the one with hot dog mouth.
Hot dog water.
Hot dog water.
That's hot dog mouth.
I don't know. Right?
Don't you call Marcy that. She has a name. It's hot dog water.
Hot dog water. That's unfortunate.
Yes, and it's our first true, I guess, continual story within the Scooby-Doo series where each episode builds off the other and eventually climaxes to a conclusion that if you haven't watched the series, you wouldn't quite understand up to that point.
What's the radio person's name?
Angel.
Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she voiced by Vivica A. Fox?
Yeah.
Oh
my god, so that show had a lot of talent in it, like a lot of huge guest stars,
I need to watch more of it. I probably watched like 12 to 13 episodes of the first season and then just never made it back to watching it.
Yeah, it is so good. I know people don't like a lot. There was a lot of focus on the relationships because first she had Shaggy and Velma, but then she eventually moved on to Hot Dog Water. Officially but unofficially.
Wink.
Exactly.
It was pretty like faithful animation to original Scooby-Doo, right?
Yes.
Okay, I remember.
Well, kind of.
Wasn't there like another Scooby-Doo that came out during that time that was like almost a. They like really changed some things with
Be
animation?
Cool.
What was it?
Be Cool.
Be cool
Scooby-Doo. Yeah, that is not on my list because I don't like it.
I saw that and was like, what is this?
Yeah, so we've had Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, Be Cool Scooby-Doo, and the most current one, Scooby-Doo and Guess Who, which harbors back to when Scooby-Doo had guest stars, but instead of being an hour, it's only 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. The Be Cool Scooby-Doo looks almost like
Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy or American Dad did it or something.
And they made Daphne, speaking of Lola being crazy and her my favorite character, they made Daphne crazy and I hated it. Like, every episode she had a new shtick. And so, like, one episode she was wearing a beard for no reason, and then one episode she dressed as Fred, and one episode she had puppets.
Have y'all seen
the puppets was kind of funny.
Have y'all seen F is for Family?
I know of it. I haven't watched
it's
it.
It's a Netflix show. It reminds me of that animation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, people hate it because of the animation. It does have some good episodes, but it was different, and I applaud it for that, but it also did a lot of things that were different that were not real Scooby-Doo. Like, they don't seem like they're friends in that one. They all hate each other.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Anyway, Mystery Inc. is much better, and honestly, it's one of my favorites.
Nice.
The animation's good. It's great. Next up on my list, Young Justice. I loved Young Justice so much, and that's one show where, like, when it came on Saturday mornings, I made sure I did not miss an episode.
Is the new Young Justice out yet, or is it still coming?
It's out. It's had a season or maybe two.
Okay. Because I know that
we get a new season
back.
Coming out. Yeah. So, yes. They bought it back. I can't wait to watch that. I have not watched any of the newer ones. I watched when it aired on Cartoon Network and left off.
It was gritty.
It was good.
It was really good.
Nightwing was the leader, you guys. Mm-hmm.
How do you like it versus original Teen Titans and original Justice League?
Ooh.
Oh.
I don't know if you can compare them because it's different
heroes. They're completely different. And it's not the same type of... I mean, like, Teen Titans had a very specific structure with the storylines and stuff like that, and
Young Justice could almost be a sequel to Justice League.
Yeah, I would. I always thought it
I
was
think it is.
A direct descendant of the JLA of America.
Yeah, I loved that. It would come on Toonami, right?
It depends.
It was like one of the last shows on Cartoon Network before it switched to Adult Swim.
Yeah, I loved that Justice League. But let's stick to 2010 cartoons.
Sorry, yes, Young Justice.
Young Justice, it was good. Nightwing was the leader. I liked everything about it. And we got a lot of heroes that we don't normally get, which is what I loved about it, too. Because it was not about Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, and Flash. We did have Kid Flash. You know, we saw these other heroes, but we get Nightwing, all the other, like, heroes we don't know of. Zatanna. God, there's so many good Zatanna episodes.
I love her.
So, of course, it had to be on my list.
Nice.
And then finally, number one, my favorite, and I've watched so much of it, I did not realize it went off the air in 2019, but it came on 2011, I think was the debut year, Gumball.
Gumball, oh my
god. The Wonderful World of Gumball, oh my god, that cartoon, it makes me laugh, it's, sometimes it's weird, but there's so many good episodes. I love that, you know, it's a cat, and a goldfish, and a bunny, and a banana, and
like a thousand different ghost animation yes styles. Mm-hmm.
Some were literally actual pieces of fruit with eyeballs on them, mm-hmm, and some were made out of paper.
A dinosaur toy.
Yeah. I love, oh my gosh. What's the fairy? Oh, well, she was like a peanut, and then when she yeah hatches, is that Penny?
It's Penny.
Penny. I love that show mm-hmm as well. That's also another one of those shows that we like to watch the holiday episodes, especially the Halloween ones.
Uh-huh, the Halloween ones are good.
I've seen a couple of really good ones. One of my favorites was they're like surfing through the internet and they keep being yes like Rickrolled, yes, but it's a chihuahua with a saxophone.
Uh-huh. And Darwin's yearbook episodes are good. They're very similar to that because everyone's having to send him videos of what they think should be in the yearbook. And, you know, like he gets Banana Joe's and it's weird because it's Banana Joe. And Banana Joe's one of my favorites.
It's just a weird, funny show, though. Mm-hmm. I like Gumball a lot.
It's one of the last ones I've really gotten into because I'm honestly not into a lot of, like, the newer things. I've tried. I just can't. They don't really suck me in. Because
we're old, remember?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But my honorable mention, and it was really hard to choose because I realized Ben 10 Ultimate Alien, which, and I was not into Ben 10, but when they became teenagers, I actually got into it a little bit because it was about the dynamics of their relationship and teenage heroes.
We watched all of Ben 10, so I can't say anything.
Was there like a
I don't like when he's a kid.
Is that like a Ben 10 Go? Was there like a version of Ben 10 that was like Ben 10 Go?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But the original series that showed them progressing into their teenage years.
Okay.
Because that was a direct continuation exactly from the show, yeah.
So yeah, that one was in this, and I wanted to include regular show, but I didn't really watch that, and they had good Halloween episodes, and I liked only when Mordecai and Margaret were having drama, so...
That show straight up made me ugly cry a couple times.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, they actually, like, it was funny, and, like, they made a lot of jokes, but they also had some pretty heavy topics that they talked about.
That breakup, ugh.
And they weren't just, like, kids. They were...
They were kind of adults.
They were, like, young adults, like, fresh out of high school, but not, like, going to college yet either. Yeah. So they were, like, that in-between. Such a good show.
Mm-hmm. So, but my real honorable mention is Clarence, because I loved that show so much.
First gay couple on Cartoon Network, I think, was yeah from Clarence.
Yeah, that it was Jeff's mom's. Mm-hmm.
That was before...
Steven Universe.
I know those types of things.
Yeah, but no, Clarence was good, and that one kind of also made me chuckle because he was a kid with a very big imagination, and as was I.
Well, I just thought it was cool to see a kid that wasn't a stick figure.
Yeah, you know that what I mean? Too.
He was overweight, he was mm-hmm clearly, you know, special,
mm-hmm,
and like, I just thought it was a great show.
It was.
Corey was not as big of a fan of it as I was, so I didn't watch much of it. But I have, since it's been done, gone back and watched it.
It didn't last long because there was drama behind the scenes with the creator who actually left after the first season. And I think we ended up with what they consider 3 seasons. And you can tell there's a difference in quality when the creator leaves.
Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm.
But that's my list.
Very nice list. I like it. I like all those shows.
Very beautiful mm-hmm list.
I'm going to be watching some cartoons tonight.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
As well.
I am.
Well, Tomas, what do you have for us?
Okay, my list. So a lot of them are actually things I watched this year for the first time.
Because of the pandemic?
Pandemic and starting the podcast. But my first, my number 5 is The Killing Joke. I think that was made in like 2016.
Yeah, the Batman movie.
It's a Batman movie, and the reason why I love it is because they took the like WB style Batman animation and made an adult movie in that mm-hmm exact style. Mark Hamill was the Joker, of course, which is my favorite Joker.
Kevin Conroy came back as Batman.
But I like that because I feel like, you know, we were just talking about it at work today with iCarly about how people are like mad that she cusses in the new one. It was the first time I'd seen something where they like taken something from my childhood and remade it with an adult audience in mind.
Well, it's not even that they remade it for an adult audience in mind. They just are continuing to make it for us. You know what I mean? We watched that as kids, and now as an adult, well, they're making...
Yeah, I'm just saying it's validating because it's. I feel like it's someone being like, adults watch cartoons too.
We do.
Yeah. So I like that a lot. Just
heavy story.
Kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, heavy storyline. And tugs at your heartstrings.
Rough to watch.
Yeah, content warning. But yeah, that is my number five. Number four is Big Mouth. Have y'all watched that?
I still have not watched it.
It's one I've seen, but I haven't watched it.
It's very cringy.
Yeah, I have trouble with cringy stuff.
But ooh, I also feel like it airs out a bunch of tense things that people just like don't talk about with puberty and everything. But also I love the voice cast. It's got so many great voice actors that I love. I love John Mulaney's one of my favorite comedians. Like Nick Kroll.
I love the Kroll show. I don't know, it was just me. Publicity was my favorite little sketch from that.
But
anyway,
that's probably like one of the comedy shows that I've seen recently that has made me like hurt laugh.
Belly laugh.
And really just really good episodes. Number three, Incredibles 2 / Monsters University.
Okay. I haven't seen either of them. I'm terrible.
Oh, really? Yeah. So like Monsters Inc. and The Incredibles were like my favorite Pixar movies. And I feel like both of these were done justice by the sequels. They were both hilarious, really far apart, but just
good.
Brought both audiences up to speed. I think Toy Story 4 came out around that time. I thought that was a good installment.
I literally thought Toy Story 4 was going to be crap, and it was so good.
It was really good.
How can they make a fourth one out of this?
I can't remember if I've seen 4. Last one I remember is when he, sorry, spoiler guys, gave his toys away.
Or 3.
That was 3, right?
3 is where he donates the toys to Bonnie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's that one was seen. The daycare. That one made me cry.
With the bear who literally murdered the toy.
Yeah.
I think people are forgetting about that.
But yeah, just I feel like Pixar of that era was actually really, really good and did really well at fan service while also introducing a new audience and remaking movies that had been talked about sequels for a while but just hadn't come out. Next on my list, big shocker, is Clone Wars. I didn't super much like Clone Wars when it first came out because it was like the first show I'd kind of seen in that style of animation, the 3D. And also I was just mad because it was retconning the Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars that came out
On Cartoon Network,
which was just some of the coolest animation I've ever seen in my life. So I felt like they're kind of retconning that and pretending it. So I didn't watch it that much, but then the pandemic hit and I watched it. And they do a very good job of just adding context to the prequel films and especially the animated shows of this time before all of the other movies started coming out were kind of touted as like some of the best Star Wars that we had gotten in a while. And then it led into Bad Batch and all of the other fun stuff we're getting now.
Yes.
I love the Clone Wars.
You're still finishing it though, right?
Yeah, we're making... Corey wanted to watch it all the way from the beginning, so he kind of has been watching it on his own. But now that he's... I think we're in season 5. So we're kind of trying to start watching it back together again. I want to rewatch the last season before we watch Bad Batch. Just because I know Bad Batch is going to mention the last season a bunch.
Oh, yeah. And then another shocker, number one on my list, is Rebels. I think Star Wars Rebels might be my favorite favorite Star Wars of all time, probably. Just the relationships they build in that show, the villains they introduce, and then, you know, the deaths that really, really got me. It was some very good Star Wars, so that's why it made my list.
Nice. I remember that's when awesome. That first came out, everybody was like, oh, that's a kid's show. Rebels is for kids, which I don't...
The first season is definitely a kid's show.
Well, even watching the first season, I was like, this is over a kid's head.
It gets heavy.
It gets really heavy. Mm-hmm.
And who cares if they make it for kids?
Well, yeah.
I mean, unless it's like Dora, you know, that's a little...
That's like... I don't understand what people say for kids when they actually mean for, like, toddlers.
Exactly.
There's a difference between a kid's show and a toddler show.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, like, one of the best parts about animation in general is I feel like we always have... There are all those shows with just jokes that go over your head. So and that's, like, the whole thing. Everyone's, like, all afraid when a show says something offensive. But, like, kids get what...
They don't understand.
Yeah, and so I think that's why I've always loved cartoons, is because they've always just fit in those things that we can come back in and watch and be like, oh, that was naughty, Stew Pickles.
Right? Oh, and like Animaniacs and stuff like that, going back and watching some of those older episodes, like, oh, that's why I'm like this. Oh, okay, it's from this show. Why'd you let me watch this?
Oh, I did not understand Pee-wee's Playhouse until like 5 years ago. You guys, there's a lot in that.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I think... Didn't Jambi?
Yeah, Jambi recently passed away. The actor, he's not Jambi, but the actor who played Jambi passed away.
Mecha-leka-hi, mecha-hiney-honey-ho.
I know. Mm. Just be sad.
And then my honorable mentions, Bob's Burgers.
Oh, love it. The best.
And it defines my Thanksgiving, the song from that.
Pass the cranberry sauce.
Love H. John Benjamin. I think Boondocks had some episodes that were still coming out in the 2010s.
Yeah, they did.
Love Boondocks. Dragon Ball Z Kai. I believe that was the 2010s, and basically it was the...
Does it count, though?
What do you mean?
But isn't Kai just where they cut out all the unnecessary parts of DBZ?
I think they added some animation while cutting out the filler, and then they redid the dubbing, which I didn't like because they took away... That was like the first time they used Frieza's current voice actor, and I liked the smoker voice old lady Frieza.
I honestly didn't realize it changed.
But it is different. But yeah, DBZ Kai, F is for Family, the show on Netflix, definitely gives you an insight into Gen Z and what they kind of grew up, or Gen X.
Oh, okay.
Just all the baggage that Gen X's grew up with from the generation before them and such.
No, they're fine.
Allegedly.
And then this one is a super honorable mention, but I had to put it. King of the Hill ended in 2010.
Oh, really?
I just wanted to say that King of the Hill was a excellent show,
wire to wire.
Yeah, that's why it had to be included on here, because even though it was like two episodes in 2010, like
it counts.
Wire to wire, a good show. I love
King of the Hill. King of the Hill too. It's great.
Nice.
That was a good list.
Reggie.
I didn't do one this week.
Are you ready?
I'm always not doing
lists. The Million Dollar List Challenge.
The Million Dollar List Challenge. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ask me what my ones are.
What is your list?
Well, you're supposed to tell me. I thought we were doing a game show.
I thought I thought the fans were going to give us $1 million.
This cartoon came out in 2010.
Yeah. Okay. So my lists are, I mean, it's just straight up cartoons that I liked watching. Mm-hmm. Coming in number five, coming in hot. Star versus the Forces of Evil.
I hear a lot about that.
It's a Disney show. I don't care what y'all say. It's a Disney show. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Magical princess from another dimension basically transfers to the human world to go to school. And that's like kind of the loose premise of how it starts. Of course, there's a lot more that happens. It kind of has like that extra special mystery element to it that Gravity Falls had. I also think that it's Alex Herschel who did Star vs. the Forces of Evil, who did Gravity Falls. My husband was the one who really got into the show, and then I, you know, of course, quickly followed suit. I loved it. I thought it was super, super fun, super cute, and also like kind of action-y too. really good show. You guys should check it out. Steven Universe is next. Yes. I know that we're all shocked that I'm going to talk about Steven Universe, considering I've
had it. As shocked as they are when I mention Scooby-Doo.
Right? I feel like I've had Steven on my list several times, but of course...
But that's okay.
I don't know what year Steven Universe started, but it was definitely in the 2010s.
Yeah.
And it's a show created by Rebecca Sugar. It was on Cartoon Network. Teaches a lot about understanding and acceptance and love, and that there's another way of handling situations besides just violence. I think it's a really good show with a really good message. When we have younger children, that will definitely be something that I put on for them to watch, just because I approve of that message.
Mm-hmm. And the baby Einsteins.
And stuff like that. But then they're also going to have to watch, like, Animaniacs and stuff, because I want them as messed up as me.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
And Drag Race.
Drag Race, of
course. Oh, I'm introducing my child to, like, old Hanna-Barbera, and then I'll just keep introducing them to newer ones, so I'll always have the newest cartoons.
Yeah! I like that.
Also, 2013 is when Steven Universe debuted.
When?
2013.
Nice. I knew it was in 2010s, but... Okay, so next on my list is Bob's Burgers.
Yay!
I was really shocked that somebody actually didn't have it on their list, too. I thought one of the two of you would have had it.
It was going to be on mine until I saw it on yours, and I was like...
Oh, bam, I grabbed it first. Bob's Burgers, Bob Belcher, lives with his wife and three children, who owns a restaurant, a burger place called Bob's Burgers, that's below their apartment. And it is hilarious, and it is... crude, and it is heartwarming, and it will make you ugly cry and pee yourself laughing. And like Thomas mentioned earlier, our Thanksgivings are defined by Bob's Burgers. Like, there's never going to be a month of November that we aren't watching the Thanksgiving episodes.
Is it Teddy, his friend, who always hangs out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teddy and Mort.
There's one episode where Teddy's driving his car, and he just goes, I wish my radio worked.
I wish my radio
worked. I laughed for like 30 minutes after that part.
I relate more to Louise Belcher.
I like Louise. Louise and Linda are my two favorites. Louise. And then Marshmallow. Is another one. I wish we could get some more Marshmallow content, because I love, hey baby.
My favorite Bob's Burgers episodes are the ones that kind of focus on the kids. I like Bob and Linda, and they're good, and sometimes they're reminiscent of my parents, sometimes. Not so much Linda, but whatever. I like the kids. I love when Tammy, Jocelyn, and Jimmy Jr. and Zeke are all on it. Oh, yeah.
That gang is a bunch of Tina. Funds. Yeah, well, I mean, because it's always around Tina.
Yeah.
With those kids. I think I am Linda. I think, because I sing all the time. I like to do fun, stupid things. I'm like, all right, family, yeah! We'd have to interview my kid and ask him which Bob's Burgers character I am, and I'm pretty sure he would agree with me that I'm Linda.
My siblings say I always instigated stuff when I was younger, and I'm really sneaky mean.
You are Louise?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Yeah, my brother is Tina. He really truly, like, when I watched that, I was like, that is my brother in girl form.
What can I say? I'm a tastemaker.
So, yes, so he likes to try to be like he's not Tina, but he is. And I'm like, guys, if I'm starting everything, I'm like, I would never, you know, do anything against you guys. Like, I can pick on you at home, but not in school. I would have your back.
Oh, yeah.
And I would push someone under poo.
We can make fun of our family because they're family.
Exactly.
You can't.
And write friend fiction.
Ooh, erotic friend fiction. I don't have any of those. Let me close my notebook. No, I'm just kidding. Bob's Burgers is, like, when it first came out, we started watching it. We were hooked from the beginning.
Yeah.
The animation kind of, I was like, I don't know about this. But I'm so glad we
I liked the animation.
Got over ourselves and started watching it. And I love it. Let's see, where was I? Oh, number two, Rick and Morty.
Oh,
you guys,
Rick
don't
and Morty.
Watch that, do
I
you?
I've seen a lot of Rick and Morty, and I do kind of like it. I've seen every episode up to this point, so I'm pretty current on all the storylines.
Okay, nice. Did you watch the new one? The new season just started last weekend.
Oh, did it? Then I don't think I've seen the new one.
I think it just got added to Hulu today, so I think we can you can watch it if you have a Hulu account. It's funny. Oh,
it
man,
is.
It's funny. It's like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, like, but raunchy and very, very humorous, very, very crude. Lots of fart jokes, lots of sex jokes, lots of drug references and drinking references and Pickle Rick!
Oh, God, Pickle Rick. I'm on the train. I need another intergalactic TV episode.
Intergalactic Cable.
Cable, yeah, that part, one.
Because the last time they didn't do Cable, they did, what did they do? Oh, Rick's Mind, Morty's Mind Blowers.
Oh, yeah,
blowers.
His Mind yeah, Blowers,
the Mind
yes.
Blowers ones instead of the Interdimensional Cable. I still like all of those episodes.
They're really good.
I think Summer might be my favorite character from the series. I know that sounds funny, but
no,
I really like Summer episodes. The one with Mr. Needful, the parody of Needful Things, the
yes.
items that get cursed. You know,
oh my God.
You pay with the curses, right? I love that episode.
It's a good show. I'm definitely probably a little more into it than I'm ever really willing to admit.
Boom. Good. Finally on my list, the big one. I've never mentioned the show before. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's called Gravity Falls.
No.
Final Answer. That's probably my absolute favorite show from 2010s. That's our go-to-bed show.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have like a movie that we're putting on or something like that, then it was always Gravity Falls. I mean, for years, that's what we put on to go to bed.
Wait, so is it on DVD?
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because Disney doesn't do DVDs.
And it was on Hulu. I don't know if it still is or not, but that's where
probably
it used
not
to be.
Since Disney Plus is a thing.
But we just watched it off of Disney Plus. I wish we had the DVD or the Blu-ray or whatever copy of it, just because I like having a physical copy in case
mm-hmm.
something happens. You know,
streaming is not forever.
Out. No, I do own a couple episodes through on my Apple account because
mm-hmm.
there were a couple episodes that came out free, and if you get them when they're free,
you get to keep them
forever. So I have like two or three of them on my phone in case something ever happens, I
mm-hmm.
can watch. The one with Mermando, where there's the merman. Of course, that's the one that I have on my phone and downloaded too. A lot of, I don't want to say Illuminati, but a lot of like secret society, hidden
mm-hmm.
messages in the background, codes that you have to decode. Everything is always more than it seems.
Hmm.
I mean, and at the end of the episode, there was a thing that would flash across the screen, and that was a code you had to decode. And just really, really cool show, really cool concept, super funny, great voice cast.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Schaal's in it. Ritter.
Love her.
Is it Jason Ritter, John Ritter's son?
Sounds correct.
And Linda Cardellini.
Cardellini.
She does the voice of Wendy in Gravity Falls. Jennifer Coolidge is a character.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really funny cast. To watch it. I don't know if you guys watched much of it.
I'll have to check it out.
The next time you're over, we'll definitely have to put on an episode. But they're really funny for a show that was meant
mm-hmm.
for kids. But also Alex Herschel, the guy who created it, is just really, really funny. Really, really genius.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty sure he's friends with Justin Roiland or Dan Harmon, somebody from Rick and Morty, because Morty, the guy who does the voice of Morty, is a character in Gravity Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I ever saw it, I was like, what? Why is Morty in this? And which is extra funny because I have the Gravity Falls book.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, there's a picture of the Plumbus.
Really?
From Rick and Morty. So there's definitely some kind of core, friendship
mm-hmm.
and connection between them. Honorable mentions, Lower Decks, the Star Trek cartoon show that
I
came out
love
recently.
Lower
but
Decks.
I mean, it literally came out last year. So
mm-hmm.
I felt... I felt like it was too new to actually be put on my list. Same thing with the Harley Quinn show.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was also a really good show. Regular Show was one of the ones that I had thought about. And then Teen Titans Go was another one. Oh, excuse me, hiccups. Another one that I had thought about adding, but
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't move any of these ones off of my list.
I know.
So.
It's so hard to narrow it down to five, because there's one I'm surprised that no one mentioned that definitely deserves at least a mention, but that's Adventure Time.
Yeah.
So,
or maybe
Adventure
not.
Adventure Time was originally one of those like super shorts that came
mm-hmm.
on in between Nickelodeon cartoons when we were younger. When
wait, Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Cartoon Network.
And there was a whole thing where he was like mathematical. And we'll have to find it. So I did not count Adventure Time because I counted that
from
before 2010s. But I guess if you were talking, yes, Adventure Time would have to be on it. Even though I haven't seen the whole entire series or any of the new stuff that's come out, I love BMO. I will take a bullet for BMO. My favorite episode is the BMO Noir, where it's like a film noir, black and white, with the chicken, the mm-hmm. Lorraine. But yeah, I agree with you. Should have been mentioned. But those are my lists. That's my list. Those are my honorable mentions.
That's a great list.
Yeah, I think this was a fun episode.
It was. It was a lot harder to narrow down than I thought it would be, and made me realize how many good cartoons came from the 2010s.
Next time we have to do, like,
2000 through 2010. 2000, 2010.
We'll get some Brace Face up in here, the Sabrina Teenage Animated Show.
You remember Brace Face?
Yeah, I do.
It was a good week. I liked it.
It was. That was great. So before we go, as always, is there anyone you guys want to shout out?
Well, as always, we want to mention our friend Jordy Marie, Jordy Marie Games. Mm-hmm. You can find her on Twitch and Facebook. She does a lot of Animal Crossing content during the day, and then at night she's been playing the Resident Evil games.
Uh-huh.
I am shameful to say I did not watch her a lot here recently because I've just had a bunch going on, so I don't know if she actually successfully beat Resident Evil 4 last night and is going to be starting 5 soon or not, but she, last I saw, was on 4.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't had time to play my own video games. I do not have time to watch other people play video games right now as much as I want to.
Bulbasaurion made our new logo,
mm-hmm.
the rainbow colored one that you can see on our social medias.
Bulbasaurion on Instagram.
Mason Blevins, of course, his book is available.
34 Degrees.
Thank you, 34 Degrees. You can get that on Amazon and pretty much anywhere you can order anywhere a book, you get
books,
right?
Yeah.
Nice.
At this point.
My buddy Willow Mountain Woodwork, he makes custom furniture. He's a big supporter of me and this podcast mm-hmm. and always listens to it, so I always like to give him a mention.
Earlier in the podcast, I talked about the First 10 Minutes Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just look up First 10 Minutes or First 10 Men's 10.
10 Men's 10?
10 Men's 10. really, really cool, I guess, like mid-2000s video game First 10 Minutes
nice.
Reviews, run-throughs. Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with Comic-Con's getting ready to come back, I've been looking at a lot more cosplaying stuff. So, of course, ooh. One of my two favorites is Cassandra Cosplays and Old Fashioned Nerd. You can find them both on Instagram. I really like their content. They've been really inspiring me to get to work on some stuff. I'm going to be taking vacation here soon, and I plan to do a bunch of sewing.
Nice.
I got a tripod with a clicker for the camera, so you can make some costumes and we can...
Yeah, maybe we'll make a short film soon.
Short film.
Yes, we haven't forgot about YouTube, people, so keep an eye out. We're going to be putting some shorts on there. Yeah, like actual short videos, not podcast episodes.
Yeah, I think we decided that we're going to not share our episodes on there and instead try to focus more on just fun content mm-hmm. of seeing our beautiful faces doing really stupid things.
Yes.
But that's all I've got. What about you guys? Tom, you got anybody else? Shane?
That's it for me.
Yeah, very I think nice. That covers it.
Well, as always, you can find us at Total Nerd List on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can email us at TotalNerdList@gmail.com.
Total Nord List.
Turtle Nord List.
Turtle Nord.
That's gonna
I can't
be
even
the,
say
that's
that.
That's going to be the hack account that's like stealing all of our stuff. Yes. You know you're starting to make it big when somebody makes a fake account of your stuff.
Let's make one of ourselves. Like, let's do it. So
let's
we
do our own.
Make fake account for each
Turtle Nord List.
Turtle Nord List.
Well, while we work on all that stuff, guys, until next week, be sure to tune back in.
Bye.
Bye.